The Last Bird. Another one partially opens as technology arrives at the coop, reports Flora. Not a day goes past here without something new happening, it seems. No sooner has the beard made us up a little tunnel to our dust bath spa than he's taking it up again. We're a bit worried about this. It's because you keep escaping underneath it, says Daisy. Fair point. Being the most svelte of our little flock, I have found it easy to wriggle out, unlike my heftier sisters. We're going to lose our privileges, twitters Isabel. But while we're having a moment worrying about that possibility, he's back and busy installing a new tunnel, and this one is escape-proof, all wire, mesh and wooden frame. We've gone from maximum security to supermax. Ah, well, it was fun while it lasted. And the work doesn't seem to stop there for Beard. He's turning this place into a proper centre parks for chickens. He's now fiddling about doing something noisy with the sliding door on our coop, which opens into our covered run. We're fascinated, of course, asking him what he's up to and is it supposed to be that way up. We have no idea what the it is, but it is clearly taxing his little noggin. It doesn't help that it's getting late and he's doing whatever it is by torchlight, but that's his lookout. He's had all day. Eventually, his work is done. Here we are, girls. I have installed an automatic door opener for you. It'll let you out first thing and shut you in safely when it gets dark. Well, you could knock me down with a feather. We have moved into the technological age. Here we go, says a proud Beard. I'll open it up so you can go to bed. He prods at a little box. There's a light and a whirring noise, and the door begins to raise. It opens about an inch and a half. Well, that's enough for me to get in. Not sure about you, though, Myrtle, I cackle a little unwisely as the big bird gives me the evil eye. Beard frowns and prods the box again. There's more light and whirring and the door closes. Beard sighs and lifts the door by hand to let us in. Good night, ladies, he says. Next morning, the big spanner is out with his toolbox and fiddling around yet again. This time, though, he seems to have cracked it. We've potted off to bed, getting comfy, when the door starts to drop slowly, all the way down this time, and in the morning we wake up and wonder what time breakfast will appear when the door starts to lift and we're out of the coop and ready for a busy day of chicken work. Good effort, Beard, we think, but maybe we have a bit of a rest, eh? Flora and her friends were rescued and rehomed by the Watton branch of Fresh Start for Hens, and it's all imagined by Dominic Castle.